The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
You're listening to Pure Rock Radio. Feed your addiction! Yeah!
This episode is brought to you by the Bleeding Old Blood Club with this important message. The Bleeding Old Blood Club believes life doesn't end at 40. Live life. Take that trip. Learn that skill. Get in the pit. Learn to skate or get back on your skateboard. Shred it up once again. Check us out on Facebook, the Bleeding Old Blood Club. You can teach an old dog new tricks.
Hi guys, I'm Vince Glodder from Ludwigo, Germany. You're listening now to Radioactive Metal. You have to obey.
Welcome to Radioactive Metal. This is Radioactive Metal, your source for news, views, tunes, and interviews. Here are your hosts, Snowy, Rock, Corrine, and Aaron.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to a bustin' episode of Radioactive Metal. This is episode 607, and I'm Snowy White.
And I'm Sky.
Hey, brah, how's it going?
It's going. It's hot, warm.
It is. I think... Canada is the only country in the world in which talking about the weather is interesting. You know,
because, it's always interesting.
Because we have our temperatures go from minus 40 to like 40 above Celsius. Like we, especially Winnipeg, you know. So it's actually kind of interesting. And now I'm thinking, like, you're at work now. You're at Bulldog Pizza, right?
Yep.
It's got to be even worse for you.
Oh, yeah. Pizza ovens, deep fryers, grills. It's just hot, and the AC's busted. So, there's just no relief of any sort. It's just it's hot, and that's it.
Yeah. And we're actually starting to get summer now.
Yeah.
It's getting kind of warm, but... Apart from that, how are you holding up with everything that's going on in the world? Everyone's happy and healthy?
I mean, I guess so. As much as you can be. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, I planted a plant today, which is kind of cool.
Right.
Yeah, I said I wasn't ever going to garden again because last summer, I don't know if I told you, but I planted a bunch of like radishes and like just some vegetables and stuff. But for some reason, I screwed it up, and I ended up going to pull out these radishes, and they were covered in maggots.
No.
And like for me, I'm like, I can't handle maggots. It's disgusting. So I swore off gardening. I was like, I'll never do that again. But here I am giving it another attempt.
Well, hey, you know, it's not how many times you fall, it's how many times you get back up. That's what counts.
I suppose, yeah.
Yeah, just the thing that's kind of like, I'm kind of like, okay, this has been going on too long. A guy like me, I have to be out and about. I got to do things. I got to go and see people. We, you know, we have mutual friends that are celebrating birthdays. Yes, just last night as we speak, our good friend Jess Morris from Shit Happens was celebrating her birthday. And I really wanted to be there, you know, but
I couldn't. Actually, I hope they're listening to this because you jerks didn't invite me.
Well, it was kind of like show up if you can, and
I didn't even know it was a thing until I saw Evan posting a picture of a fire, and I'm like, I drink. I drink and I go out, so why did I get an invite? I would have went.
Well, I'm sorry. I kind of figured you knew, or else I would have let you know myself and all that. But there's just, yeah, we want to say happy birthday to Jess, to many more as well. And the reason it's just you and I today is our good buddy and co-host Aaron is celebrating another year with his lovely wife. It's his anniversary, so we want to say hello and happy anniversary to them. I know it's you know, another year she hasn't killed him. You know, that's normally my thing, but I'm sure there are days where Mrs. Aaron just kind of imagines his hands around his throat and all that. So, yeah, but there was another thing that I wanted to touch on, and I'm like, I don't know, do I mention it to Sky?
Mention what? Now you have to.
I have to. Yeah. This weekend would have been the Helix show that you were going to put on.
Yes.
It's like, oh, and I was, you know, I was kind of sitting at home and it's like, I shouldn't be here. This isn't where I should be. You know, I should be at Bulldogs with Sky. We should be interviewing Helix. We should be seeing the show, and maybe, you know, maybe you would have put on an after party or something, you know, like, Oh, well, but we're here now. We're ready to rock. We're going to have a kick-ass episode. But before we get to that, we do want to say hello and a big shout-out to the good folks at True Cavalt Coffee. TrueCoffee.com. TVRE Coffee. KVLT Coffee.com. Now, we always like to give these guys a shout-out and give them a little read, because they are they're the type of sponsor that I want for this show. They're a very metal product made. They're metalheads themselves, and it's made for metal fans, which is exactly what I want. I listen to a lot of other, you know, other podcasts, pro wrestling and horror film podcasts, and they have some of the stupidest, like, reads that have got nothing to do. And I'm sick of it. I'm to the point, Sky. I'm listening to this podcast as I'm walking along. I'm to the point I now take the buds out of my ears, because I just don't want to hear all this bullshit, because it's got, you know, nothing to do with the topic at hand or the idea behind the podcast and all that. Nothing.
Yeah, I'll be listening to like a murder series, and then all of a sudden they're talking about Gitch.
Yeah.
What is this? I don't underwear. Give me murder.
That's right. So you know exactly what I'm talking about. But with True Cavalt Coffee, like I said, it's a very metal product made for metalheads by metalheads. And right now, you know, this day and age with everything that's going on, it's, you subscribe, truecultcoffee.com, you subscribe, you get a kick-ass package of coffee in the mail. You don't have to step out into all of this craziness just to get coffee. It's delivered right to your door, and you're supporting an independent business, which now that's more important more than ever.
So, yeah.
do your cool Uncle Snowy a favor and go check out truecavaltcoffee.com. TRVEKVLT coffee.com. And if everything is going good with you, like I said, we've got a pretty kick-ass episode coming up. We got a rather, when I think of artists and all that that have kind of come across my desk, this one definitely stands out just from its rather unique name, if nothing else. But it's backed up with some wicked tunes. And speaking of tunage, let's get on with it with our metal fix.
We've been very busy this week. Here's our metal fix.
Okay, Susie Q, what you got?
Well, I mean, I've been working nonstop, so my metal fix is very, very short this week, but I saw a friend on my Facebook share that Sharptooth had released a new song, and a new, and a music video to go with it, which is actually really awesome. But they have a new song, Say Nothing. And I think they redid Mean Brain on there as well, which if any of y'all listeners are familiar with Sharptooth, I'm positive you'll be familiar with their song Mean Brain.
Okay.
But definitely check out their new song, Say Nothing. It is good. It is really good.
No doubt, no doubt. I was so disappointed because they were here last year for the SOS Festival.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, yes. I was in Quebec for the Quebec Death Fest and all that.
Ooh.
That's what kind of bummed me. Like, as I had a great time, okay, out there, and but I knew it's like, oh shit, you know, I am missing Sharptooth. I really dig this band and all that, but yeah, it was kind of a fair trade.
I'm a big fan of theirs. I definitely hope to one day book them as well.
Mm-hmm. Please, yes.
Something I've been working on.
All right.
Along with many other good things.
Right. I know you were working on bringing the band Days and Days.
Yes.
And they too put something out, or they had something going on.
Yeah, I was saying the last episode that we recorded that they put out a new album, but underneath Fat Records. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they used to be very, like, DIY for their, like, their music was very, very DIY kind of style.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, they got signed by Fat Records, and just, you could just tell by the album, like, the way it's recorded, it just sounds so, so good.
Yeah. It's a really cool mix of a lot of various different instrumentations.
Yes.
Yeah. How do it's DAYS, and then N, and then DAZE, right?
Yeah.
Just for people that might want to, you know, Google it, go check it out. I think. Might be find it kind of interesting. Cool. What else you got?
Like I said, I've just been working and not doing much. Not really doing too much other than trying to, I guess, keep booking shows and not get discouraged.
Right.
Which I do have a couple of gooders that I signed contracts for that will be announced soon enough.
Ooh.
I'm very excited.
Okay, you'll have to tell me off the air.
Yes, I will.
Right on. Yeah, When you get excited, I get excited.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So even though the world is shut down right now, there's hope. There's hope for the future.
Yeah, definitely. Good. Something to look forward to. And, of course, you know, whatever goes on, you know, at Bulldogs, of course, greatly affects what happens on Radioactive Metal. Don't keep up the great work for myself. Ooh, last time we recorded, like last week, we did it on Motorhead Day. The 8th of May. So as soon as we were done, I just poured another Lemmy and then just cranked the Motorhead like all night until I was just ready, until my body said, oh, that's enough whiskey. It's time that you went to sleep. So we just gave her with the Motorhead at first. A couple of days later, Century Media Records, they put on, you know, there's a lot of live streaming going on right now. Bands streaming from their rehearsals and individually from their houses and all that. They're just doing their best to keep their name out there. No one's touring and all that. They want to keep their name in front of, you know, in the eyes and ears of everyone and all that. Century Media had made an entire festival out of it. The Isolation Festival, where a whole bunch of their artists, all kind of did their own taping of them doing a live set from their individual houses, kind of put it all together and then just made it for, you know, aired them all together as like one complete festival. We had Voivod, Borknagar, Lucifer, Insomnium, Omnium Gathering, Deserted Fear, Hideous Divinity, just a good wide, you know, range of all of, you know, of all of their different styles and different, and their eclectic artists. It made for a really, really cool, entertaining 4 hours. Now, unfortunately, I was at work when it was aired, you know, so I kind of ran back and forth from what I do back into my office and turn my gadget on, see as much as I could, and then run back and all that, because at my money job, it's still kind of dead. Like, I've got a lot of free time on my hands. That's why I'm able to do so much for Radioactive Metal. I'm able to do so much for our sister podcast, Wrestling Night in Canada. So I got lots of time to be able to do all of this stuff. So it definitely made for an entertaining afternoon. I gotta say, seeing Snake from Voivod, okay, singing, you know, their aggressive metal while he's sitting on his windowsill looking out the window. it's like, wow, okay, this is definitely a first. Because you just don't, you think, in rock videos, you see Elton John or whatever looking out the window, it's raining, and he's singing some sap. You know, that's what you think. Okay, you don't think Snake belting it out, sitting on his window. So I don't know. I should have checked to see if the Isolation Fest, like if the recordings are still up on YouTube, because it was being aired live through their YouTube channel. So yeah, just go on YouTube, check and see if it's up. The Isolation Fest, really good stuff. Really good stuff. You know, when you're kind of in a show situation and you see two of your friends, right? You're in the middle of the conversation and all that, but you walk up to them and you say hi, and they say, "Hey, Snowy," you know. And they instantly, oh, we're talking about this, this, and this, and they get you in on the conversation and all that. That's kind of what happened to me, but through the magical world of Facebook. My good friends Jay Morena and John Hartigan, shout out, guys. They were having a Facebook conversation about the band Infernal Execrator and the latest album, Obsolete Ordinance. Okay, and I'm like, oh, okay, well, we're, you know, through cyberly, I'm like, hey guys, like, what are we talking about? I explained this awesome band that I'd never heard of, signed to Pulverized Records, an awesome war black metal band from Singapore. You know, if you're into bands like Impiety or Bestial Warlust, you're probably going to really dig this band. So it's like, you know, okay, right on. Okay, guys, I'm going to have to go and check this out. I did. This band is fantastic. And it was one of those moments, you know, that where Snowy's like, what the fuck? Why have I not heard of this band before? You know, like that's like I said before, that's the one thing I have an ego about. You know, if there's a band I think I should have heard of and I haven't, that pisses me off. Yeah. Hey, better that than, you know, something else. Yeah. So Infernal X, the Creator, I was given their latest record a spin. Really good stuff. I'm gonna delve deeper into their catalog. And finally, some really cool records came across my desk, starting available now from Relapse Records, a band called Raspberry Bulbs. I thought, wow, that's kind of a
neat name.
Yeah, yeah, but it's kind of a, like, what the hell is this? And it's another lesson in don't judge a book by its cover. Because I took one look at that name and I was kind of like, oh, this has got to be like some... That reminds me of the early 90s hard alternative. You know, like that's the type of name that would come out of that whole scene and all that. But it's actually a pretty cool hardcore band. Good mix of some more aggressive metal in there as well. Came up with some really cool stuff. Their latest record, Before the Age of Mirrors, came across my desk, and I was cranking that this week. Some pretty cool stuff. And this the new Sinister record, Deformation of the Holy Realm. Excellent legendary brutal death metal. That, speaking of the Quebec Death Fest, that's where I finally, after maybe 30 years, finally got to see Sinister live and checked them out that way last year. And that new record came across my desk, and with joyful glee, I fired it up and cranked it. So I'm going to share a little bit of that with our listeners. The record Deformation of the Holy Realm will be available May 29th via Massacre Records. So let's just go with the title track from the new record from the Mighty Sinister. We'll be right back. From the aforementioned Raspberry Bulbs album, Before the Age of Mirrors, that was There After Me. No, no, you're just paranoid. Just paranoid. Or not, maybe. Who knows? Great stuff. Both of those records are available now. Well recommended. Go out and grab them. With everything that's going on in the world right now, like we both know, with what you do at Bulldogs, with what I do at Ninja Cat, you know, there are no shows going on. The touring world is kind of at a standstill, and now the majority of our interviews that we have for Radioactive Metal are what we call our action interviews. You know, and you've gone and you've done some of them with me already now, where it's face-to-face, in-person, you know, memories being created. Okay, but with everything going on, no one's on tour, no one's, you know, doing anything. So we have to resort to all of our interviews right now, either by phone or by Skype.
Yes.
Okay. With that, though, it's giving us the opportunity where one door closes, another one opens, because it's given us the opportunity to maybe speak to some bands that just for whatever reason are not crossing Manitoba or to Canada to get us. You know, we're right smack dab in the middle of the country. We're a standalone city. You know, it's 8 hours every direction to another place. And it's tough. It's tough. You know, so there's a lot of bands like last week's Creature Feature Slasher Dave. We don't know if Dave or Acid Witch will ever get to Winnipeg. Try as we might, you know, they just might not get here. So, with no one touring and all that, it gives us an opportunity to talk to these bands and to get them on the show and introduce our listeners to all of their cool tunage. One of those bands is tonight's Creature Feature in Lord Vigo. Really cool multi-genre mix band. You know, what I like to call a cool epic doom mixed in with a little bit of that new wave of British heavy metal sensibilities, all making for a really cool sound. I don't think Lord Vigo has ever toured outside of their home country of Germany. So, you know, with everything that's going on in the world, here is a golden opportunity to get a band like this on the horn. So we did. I sat down with the vocalist and studio drummer Vince Clortho to get all of the one, you know, to get all of the 411 about everything going on in the Lord Vigo camp. And if that name sounds familiar, it'll be familiar for two reasons. Number one, we've already played them on the show a little while back when the new record Danse de Noir came across my desk. Okay. Second reason, of course, if you are aware of Ghostbusters, more particularly Ghostbusters 2, now that those original Ghostbuster movies, they were a while ago, maybe before your time, Sky. Have you ever seen Ghostbusters 2?
Yes.
Right. Well, then you'll remember the big bad guy in the painting. That was Lord Vigo. And so, I'm kind of a geeky guy, as you've no doubt figured out. When this band came across my desk and I saw that name, and I'm a big fan of the Ghostbusters, I have to admit, I marked right out for this band and got even more excited when I slapped the latest record, Danse de Noir, on. And I knew we had to get them on the horn. So without further ado, here is our chat with the main man behind Lord Vigo, Vince Clortho. Oh, but before we get there, sorry, I almost forgot. We got to drop a track from Lord Vigo. I guess they're pushing the first single. So let's go with The Verge of Time.
Lives of the sea.
first and foremost, we should probably start out your latest record, Dance Noir, just came out April 10th on High Roller. It's been about a month now as we speak. Have you heard any response, any feedback to it about it just yet?
Yeah, the response was really great. I think maybe twice as much as the albums before. We have positive feedback from, I would say, around the world, from Costa Rica to Japan, to Canada, USA, and we sold a lot of records and vinyl over Bandcamp. I think nearly 20 or 30 alone in the USA, and we don't have distributions there, so I think they have to buy it, they have to import it themselves, and I think nearly, not everyone, but most of the people who's going to listen to the album really like it, and we have really a great positive feedback so far.
Excellent, excellent. Yeah, I was really excited for you. Now, okay, we'll have already played a song to kind of introduce this interview and all that, but for maybe someone, in your words, that might not be too familiar with your sound, how would you describe it? Like, what's your musical vibe, would you say?
Yeah. Somebody called it futuristic epic metal, and I think that covers it really, really well. It's epic. It's a bit doom. It's a bit classic metal. So it's a bit mixed up. Like someone even said, it's like battery in outer space. So it's really heavy sometimes, but you get some classic features as well, and we have some synthesizers and a bit choir. So I would really cover it as futuristic epic metal.
That sounds about right. That sounds about right. Especially when you see the promo for the At the Verge of Time. It kind of makes me think, you guys are Blade Runner fans.
Yeah, it actually started when we were recording songs for a new album. We got some riffs together, and I was sitting at some lyrics, and I was just asking the guys from the band in what direction we should go, and somebody mentioned the Shoulder of Orion thing, and then it started to evolve, and it was about nearly half the songs were written, and then we said maybe it could be a concept album based on the events of the Blade Runner movie, the original Blade Runner movie, which I think it played in as. It was held in 2019, the original movie played in 2019, and it was 2019, so that was a bit coincident, and then we just kept writing the songs, and the sound evolved, and yeah, it just fits the Blade Runner theme, I think, really well.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of funny now how I'm pushing 50 now, and just seeing movies that had the that are based in the future, you know, like Blade Runner is no longer in the future.
Nah, it's past. It's nearly a year past. But I think we have a bit different 2019. But yeah, sometimes it's really funny when you see a 30-year-old movie and they are played in 2015 or 2019, and you see some things that really happened and some just didn't.
Like Back to the Future too. Where's my hoverboard? Damn it!
Yeah, I would like to have one, but I don't think we get some.
I don't think so. No. This is your third album in 4 years, plus you know your demo and all that. Was this a conscious effort, like, to do this, to maintain this schedule, or is it just this is the way it kind of happened?
Yeah, I think it's the way it happened. We started writing for the first album or demo. We started in 2014, and then it was just about a year between every release till the last one, Six Must Die. And from Six Must Die, it was about 1.5 years. So When we finished the last album, we took some months off and get the heads a bit free, and then we started writing, I think, it took about half a year to finish the songwriting, and then it took some time to mix the album and get some time to do the vocals and get some lyrics and the sound design. So I think the natural way for us is a year or a year and a half between two releases.
Right on, right on. How is everything that's going on in the world right now, how is this going to affect you? Because this is like the worst time to drop a record, but
yeah.
How do you know? Yeah. How do you know? Like, in the once all of this is blown over, I imagine you're going to hit the road?
Yeah, normally it was planned to release the album and then do a short tour, but of course in Germany there's nothing allowed, so we can't play live, and even the distribution is really rough because we can't ship right now to the USA because there are, I think the German post just don't ship parcels because there are not enough flights to the USA, so we can't ship our records to the USA. Same goes to Japan. Our label can't send something to Japan. So it is really, really the worst time to drop a record. But we scheduled it, I think, in December, and there was no evidence that could something happen like this. So yeah, it has some positive way, but I can't see any positive thing right now. But what's really positive is that the internet community is staying together, and there are special days on Bandcamp where they share the whole income, what the fans are paid to the bands from Bandcamp, and we sold really a lot about that. So it has positive sides, but most of the time it's just negative, and you can't play live, you can't do the promo stuff live. So yeah, it's a bad time for everything in for everyone doing something with art.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's definitely. But I think we're making the best of it. A lot of bands now, like, they're with this technology, like Skype and all that. Bands are able to get together, but in different places and do like live streaming and all that.
Yeah,
is that something maybe Lord Vigo might want to look into?
Maybe we're gonna do it. We haven't planned it yet because in Germany it's really hard to rehearse right now because you have to keep a distance between two people from 2 or 1.5 meters. So it's really rough right now. Maybe we're going to do it in a couple of months, but we're just waiting. In Germany, they said maybe at the end of summer there will be concerts allowed. So we just basically waiting till somebody said, no, you can't play live 2020, or they say, You can play live at the winter. So right now we just don't know when we can play live again. And if it keeps getting if there is no possibility for the next maybe half year or year to play live, we're gonna do a streaming concert. So it's something that we're gonna keep in mind.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. That's good. I know. The majority of my interviews for this show are when bands are on tour and they come through town. That's where I get a majority of my interviews. And with no one touring, I'm able to speak to a Lord Vigo, like through the Skype and on the phone and all that, when at one point I might not have been able to. So this is everything that's going on. Like, if we're going to get something positive out of this, you know, you and I are sitting down today, and I think that's a fabulous thing.
Yeah, I think that there are some opportunities you might wouldn't get if something would go the traditional way. So it has positive side and negative sides. You have to get the best out of it.
Right on, right on. Yeah, for sure, for sure. With your unique sound, you probably draw from a variety of influences and all that. What were some of the artists that made you want to put this project together and say, oh yeah, let's go with this?
So for my personal point of view, the biggest influence on all bands, even they are Canadian bands, it's Voivod and Rush. They are two bands. Yeah, I really I think the two bands who involved their sound from the beginning to the mid to the end. And I think that is something you have to come up with, because if you're doing the same record like 20 times, you can't maintain a high quality. And Rush and Voivod, if you compare the early recordings with the recordings in the 80s and the 90s, they sound completely different. And I think that is an aspect we really like, is not sounding the same on every record and doing a bit unexpected. And doom metal is not known for incorporating synthesizers or something like that. And we just want to do it not the traditional way, and we want just to sound different, so that when you listen to Ludvigo, you're gonna hear it's Ludvigo, but every record should have some unique sounds. And I think that is something that Voivod and Rush did. And so from my personal point of view, that's the two big influences I have.
Right on. And being a trio yourself, when you said Rush, I'm like, oh yeah, okay, I can definitely get it.
We are a trio in the studio when we write the songs, but live we are five people, because I would have to play drums live and sing at the same time, and it's not the best way. So live we are five people, and in the studio we are just a trio.
Oh, see, that's what's going to be my next question. Like, you're the drummer and the vocalist, but on the live front, I guess you don't do that.
No, I had to do it twice, and it's okay, but you can't drum at the high level, and you can't sing at the highest level. So it's not the best way. We do it when we have to, but I don't want to do it again. So the best way is to have a drummer alive, and I'm just concentrating on singing, because if you're sitting behind the drum set, you have no real frontman. So there's something missing, and it's better if I can get in front of the stage and not cover behind the drum set.
Right. So when you do get a live drummer, he already knows the songs. He's ready to go. Yeah. Like, was there a lot of training that you would have to show him or anything? Or
no. Our live drummer, he plays drums, I think, nearly 35 years, and he knows what he's doing. And I'm sending him the songs. He's gonna rehearse it at home. And then when we practice together, he already knows what to do. And he even played one track on the album, the last track, Memento Mori. He played drums on that on the studio as well. And all the other tracks in the studio, I was drumming.
Right on. That, you're kind of answering a lot of my questions here as we go. Yeah. And it makes my job a lot easier. Yeah. Well, finally. But I do kind of have to kind of the elephant in the living room, like with your name, Ludvigo. And I'm sorry, you've probably answered this 800 times, but that's kind of a tribute to the big bad in Ghostbusters 2.
Yeah. The thing is, when you start the band, you're gonna write songs, and sooner or later you have to get a name. And but when you have to get a name in 2014, all the obvious names are already. You have Metallica, you have Iron Maiden. You can't name yourself after that. So you have to come up with something that isn't around, and something that when you hear the band name, you just can imagine how the sound maybe would be. And the first song we finished on our first album was Vigo von Homburg Deutschendorf, and then we said maybe Ghostbusters and doom metal is a rather good combination. And then we came up with some band names, and somebody said what about something with Lord, and then we messed around with that and something like Vigo, and at the end it was just Ludvigo. And the band name, we are the only band named after that, and we think it's a cool name, and that's why we choose it.
Right on. It most certainly is very unique as a, you know, as a horror and science fiction fan. That kind of jumped out at me, definitely. Well, thank you so much for your time. Before we get on out of here, I just maybe reassure your listeners, like, how are you holding up? How are you doing throughout all of this that's going on in the world?
Right now, we're just doing the promo stuff, and we keep sending our parcels around the world with our new record. And maybe next week we can start rehearsing again as a trio, and we're going to start writing new songs for a new album, because that's the way Ludwigo works. We're just going to have to wait until Germany allows concerts again, and then I think we're going to do maybe a small tour in Germany and maybe some festivals. And right now, I think the whole world nearly stopped, and it slowly turns again, and we're going to wait and going to write new songs, and maybe next year or 2022, we're going to release another album, and hopefully the people don't forget us in this time.
If you're not tuned in to The Shining Wizards, listen to what some of our fans have to say about the show.
Hey guys, it's The Stallion, and when I'm contemplating suicide, I throw on The Shining Wizards because nothing makes me feel better than knowing I'm not one of these four grown adults, virgin fucking marks, discussing a fake wrestling product.
Tune in live every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. East, rantemradio.com. It's The Shining Wizards, where it's wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
Disco steps at home with the Let's Disco book and album, the complete disco dance instruction system. Learn freestyle, line, and couples dances with the Let's Disco book. The album ties it together with professional instruction plus music by the biggest disco stars. So Let's Disco, only $7.95.
Now available at all thrifty drug and discount stores.
There are only three good things you need in life. Sex, beer, and pure rock radio.
Another great band I only recently discovered in a Slaughter Messiah, that was Pouring Chaos, and before that, these are all bands that are, of course, label mates on High Roller Records from Lord Vigo. That is Power from Hell with Nocturnal Desire from their Profound Evil Presence. That was another band like Power from Hell. They jumped from Hell's Headbangers, and I didn't even know that. I just until compiling this episode, and it's like, holy shit, when did Power from Hell drop from Hell's Headbangers to High Roller? Jeez, totally escaped our presence. I don't know, Sky. I think with everything going on in this world, I think I'm slipping. I think I better get my shit together here. It's all of those awesome records, including Lord Vigo's Danse de Noir. They're all available now. Run, don't walk. Well, no, the record store's not open, but find it however you can digitally, and of course once the record stores do make their way back into our lives, be sure to grab some physical copies of that. And of course, thank you everyone for making that chat with Mr. Chlortho possible. It was a really good time. Great guy, great band. We'll definitely speak to them again next record. And I guess basically that just kind of takes us to our indie spotlight.
We're always on the lookout for fresh new talent. Check out this indie spotlight.
For tonight's indie spotlight, because it's not hot enough port for Sky there in the hot beside the hot pizza oven, we're going to go to Florida, Fort Lauderdale of all places. Now, generally, when I think of Fort Lauderdale, I'm not thinking like a doomy rock and roll. You're thinking of the beach and dumb college students pissing it up and getting into trouble. You're not necessarily thinking about cool music. This time around, though, we are going to introduce our listeners to a really cool band from Fort Lauderdale. This is Florida, okay? Under the bizarre name of Northern Crown. Okay, there's obviously something a little more to that. Well, when Northern Crown came across my desk and I checked out the tune Leprosarium from their latest release, In a Pallid Shadow, I knew we had found the band for this week's episode. So without further ado, in tonight's Indie Spotlight from Florida, FLA, this is Northern Crown.
Now cast to a cult of lepers.
www.facebook.com/NorthernCrownDoom. Go and check them out, because that is some pretty sweet sound from the unlikely place of Fort Lauderdale. Good stuff, good stuff. Well, you, how you holding up?
Oh, it's hot. I actually, have you ever like had chafing, you know, like for women, I'm sure apparently men, it happens to them too. But like, you know, in between the thighs when they rub and they get sore and tender and raw.
Right.
And then you have that chafing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I have that under my armpits.
That's different.
yeah. And like today it's not as bad. I actually went home yesterday because all day it was so bad that my left armpit actually started bleeding.
Sorry, you had bleeding armpits?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, it chafed so bad that it started bleeding. So I went home and I laid on the concrete floor in the basement and then fell asleep for like 4 hours. So it's not as bad today, but it's getting there. It's not better yet.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry to hear that, but I know.
That's how metal I am.
That's right.
I'm so metal, my armpits bleed.
There we go. Yeah. See, that's why out of all my friends, like, you're the one that I worry about the least, because you're the one that I have to worry about least. Like, you're one tough mama, so I don't have to worry about you. But yeah, that's definitely a new one on me. Well, unfortunately, it is that time again. We're going to make our way out of here. We'll go on out with an Infernal Execrator song. How about from that obsolete Ordnance record, we'll go with the track Northern Superiority. I'm so glad I discovered this band. www.radioactivemetal.org. Check us out there. And of course, Radioactive Metal is available Thursday nights. First of all, you want to hear us first, quote unquote, live, go to purerockradio.net. Check us out there. And of course, afterwards, every episode is podcast wherever you get your podcasts, where of course we are a proud member of the Shining Wizards Network, shiningwizardsnetwork.com. Go there. Not only is Radioactive Metal there is a number of wicked podcasts, including our sister podcast, Wrestling Night in Canada, where just earlier today, Sky, me and the boys, we sat down and we hammered out the latest episode. Our good buddy Dustin did his very first interview of any sort. So you're gonna wanna check that out. And not only are, you know, our two shows on, but there's a whole myriad of other wicked shows, you know, that deal with pro wrestling, that deal with pop culture, that deal with comedy, that it's your one-stop shop. And of course, as we like to mention, yeah, you can get a hold of us through Facebook, Rad Metal. Normally Aaron does this. We're on Instagram, Rad Metal 666. We're on Facebook, Rad Metal, as well. And one of the things that I love to do, okay, is I'm an old school rocker. I remember way back in the day when people, you know, in the metal underground and the punk community as well, we used to communicate through a thing called a letter, through snail mail, where we shared our address in the back of in the Pen Bangers section of Metal Forces magazine, and then later on Metal Maniacs, and we communicated that way. Lots of tape trading and live tape trading, and it was just those days I miss. So if you ever feel the need and would like to take a trip down memory lane with your cool Uncle Snowy, get a hold of us through Facebook. get my address, and we'd love to communicate that way. Once again, we want to send you to TrueKvaltCoffee.com, TrveKvlt Coffee.com. Really wicked. I don't like the word product. A really wicked metal thing, you know, made for metalheads by metalheads, and a very metal product. And, you know, this day and age, we need stuff like this, and we need all of our listeners to support a really cool independent business like this, you know, where they deliver the most delicious cup of coffee you're ever going to ask for right to your door. TrueKvaltCoffee.com. And so in the meantime and in between time, I think that's it. Thank you so much, Sky, for coming out and hanging out with me tonight. And I miss you, pal. You know?
Yeah, man.
It's getting sad. It is. But soon enough, we'll get together and a grand old time will be had by all. In the meantime and in between time, that's it. This has been a bustin' episode of Radioactive Metal. I'm Snowy White.
I'm Scott.
Signing off.